I'm Morgan Springer from Next and the New England News Collaborative.
It's been about 3 weeks since Major League Baseball's opening day. And like other sports, teams have played in isolation and without fans. But they've taken steps to make the season feel normal. Here to talk with us is Doug Glanville, an ESPN analyst, author, and former Major League Baseball player who's based in Connecticut. Doug, welcome to Next.
All right. Thanks for having me. Great to be on.
Well, it's great to have you. And I want to ask you, some teams are using cutouts of fans and canned crowd noise. And in case our listeners haven't heard it yet, here's what it sounded like at a recent Red Sox game against the Mets.
What's this one in the air? This one is high and deep to left. Davis going back and it's gone.
So the Red Sox won that game. But Doug, what do you think? How's that canned sound?
I mean, it's certainly how fans are digesting the sport now because of the distance. We're at home. You know, then it just comes to understanding the timing, the crescendos, and sort of giving it as natural a feel as possible. But certainly that sounded pretty authentic from my end.
Yeah, so you've played in front of a stadium full of fans. What was that like in comparison?
There's so many subtleties in sort of the inflections of the fans that I don't think you could capture it, you know, exactly. Players are conditioned to know exactly how it kind of plays on the road, at home. You know, I don't think they've been playing, for example, booing on the road, right? So I think they've tried to avoid that. And of course that's part of the game.
But there's no, you can't replace the energy of fans with canned noise or cutouts in your stadiums.
No, absolutely not. And I think the other aspect of it is it's a little bit oversimplifying it when you try to reduce fans to sort of a mob. And so, yes, I understand what they're trying to simulate, but that could never sum up and capture the whole spectrum of experiences a player has with fans. And I think that's a good thing to recognize that with humility, that there is something so magical and so unique about what the fans bring to a game that you can't copy it. And that's okay. And that gives us something aspirationally that we're striving to recapture. And we're also gaining a certain level of appreciation for it in a way that only can happen when it's taken away.
The NBA formed a bubble in Disney World and as of this taping hasn't had a major coronavirus outbreak. The MLB has gone a different route with players traveling to different cities to play and going home after games. And there have been outbreaks. Most recently, there were more people from the St. Louis Cardinals who tested positive. What does this do for a team's chances at a postseason run?
Well, this is so much uncertainty within what we're all experiencing, but certainly from a competitive, balanced baseball standpoint, they don't know what's going to happen. And you've had two teams now deal with outbreaks. The Cardinals seem to kind of be even ongoing. And I think one of the challenges is start to look up and you see the Cardinals have only played 5 games. And then there's teams in their division that have played 17. And at a certain point, that is unsustainable because how do you judge, you know, the end of the season or who wins the division based on teams that have had so many different levels of gameplay? They're going to have to continue to evaluate this in real time and make some adjustments as necessary, which I expect are going to be necessary.
In a New York Times op-ed that you recently wrote, you say, quote, "We hope that we will one day retire this virus," with an asterisk, "to our scariest of histories, and that baseball and other sports will help get us there by aggressively gathering information about the risks we are all facing." How do you think baseball can help us gather information during this time?
Well, for starters, you know, they're truly on the front lines of this virus when it comes to electively being constantly exposed in certain ways. And to some degree, it's an experiment. We're watching an environment that in theory has the best defenses if you're going to be in this environment. They have relatively unlimited resources. They have access to testing and quick turnaround times. They have high performance athletes who are generally healthy and young, and they have the healthcare around them. So all these elements is a window into this virus that would not be seen in the same way if we hadn't had the opportunity to kind of see what they're experiencing. The more that they're transparent about their experience, the data, the information, what they've learned, the adjustments, the more it benefits us.
Doug Glanville is an ESPN analyst and former player. Doug, thanks so much for talking with us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.